producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos and assorted bad guys, as well as the capitulators. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you would like to jump on at any time to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com correlates to the page sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to go over there in just a moment. sonsoflibertymedia.com can also jump over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. Folks, interesting stuff going down here today. We're seeing the charades going on with Hillary Clinton right now as the investigation goes on. I hope people do understand this is a way of promoting her candidacy for the President of the United States. She needs to be the underdog, because if she comes through shining without a scratch, friends, just keep in mind, this is great promotion. And notice the timing here once again, friends. Notice the timing. In saying that, friends, just the arrogance, she's a narcissist. End of story. The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree concerning her and her son, Barack Hussein Obama. Two peas in a pod. Same sides of the coin, folks. There's no difference between these people. They're both Saul Alinsky students. They think that they operate above the law. And, folks, it's absolutely interesting that when she walked into the where she was being interrogated, might I say, it was interesting that she's being treated like a celebrity by those that would interrogate her. And that should put a chill up anybody's spine. But, folks, when she's being questioned, she's literally laughing, smiling, smirking, shrugging her shoulders against it, as if to say, what am I doing here? I'm above all of this. And, folks, it's really breathtaking when you're watching this if you still care about your country. And folks, that's what's going on across your country right now. And the Clinton being called out for another scandal. And, folks, again, justice is the guardian of liberty. And what we need in this country is justice. That is the answer to America's dilemma. That is the answer and that is the resolve that Americans need. Because, again, justice is the guardian of liberty. Without justice, folks, what we have is exactly what we're dealing with today. And yesterday, folks, I wanted to highlight the fact that we talked about two dogs in a fight to the death, which one's going to win. And I shared with you the one that you feed the most. And I told you to starve your fear and feed your faith. And hopefully your faith is set on the author and the finisher of your faith, Hebrews 12, and that being Jesus the Christ, the captain of our salvation. Well, today we had another one come forth and say that we have lost the battle. And it's interesting to me to note that we look at these 65, 75-year-old individuals that are proclaiming defeat concerning the American people. So what I want to do is I want to counter that today. If we go back to a individual named Heraclitus, he said out of every 100 men, 10 shouldn't even be there, 8 are just targets, 9 are the real fighters, and we're lucky to have them, for they make the battle. Ah, but this one, he said, one is a warrior, and he will bring the others back. How about we equate that or parallel that to the preservation of who we are? How about we hand off to our children, our posterity, what our forefathers handed off to us? And the only way to do that is to be the real soldier, to stay in the battle and to see it through. And it's interesting that Christ himself said, my friends, that those that endure to the end shall be saved. And we have these capitulators that are actually turning in the day of battle when they are armed, carrying bows, when they should actually stand up and fight on the behalf of the Lord and the Lord's battles. And I'm not talking about a carnal fight, folks, but if it does come to that, then so be it. But the bottom line is, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. So what I'm going to do today, folks, is I'm going to counter what we should be talking about and what we should be doing, showing the world our faith by our works so they can see the Christ, and bringing forth the law in the hand of Christ as we bring them to justice. And that's what has to happen in this country for another day, for a future, and a hope for our children, friends. So we're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes. Let's counter the talking points, because that's all we do, is we see these conservatives and these professed Christians across the boards. They praise the wicked by actually giving them the victory when they say, there's nothing we can do about it. Again, friends, rest assured, there's a whole lot that you can do about it. As a matter of fact, when I read the Bible, all 66 books, folks, if you want to include Enoch or Jasper, you can do that too, friends. But I'm just talking about the King James as is. And in saying that, what I see is I see God's people and the people's backs up against the wall to prove their God, and that's where he always shows up. Just ask any single one of them, because he always does show up without fail. David called him an ever-present help in the time of need. He also said, Lord, you're always at my right hand, and he shall not be moved. And he also talked about how the Lord would deliver up his enemies concerning those that would walk in holiness. And he was talking about himself walking with the Lord. And we can see David's life was nothing but the Lord giving commandment to save David. How about the people of today? Are you proving him? And the Lord does tell us in the book of Isaiah that we are to prove him, that we are to command him, and we are to ask him to give unto us that which he desires to give unto us. And why is that? Because it's his good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom. And if we've got the kingdom, the Bible tells us that we've been given all power over all of the works of the enemy. So why are we leading our conversation or being led about in our conversation concerning defeatists or capitulators or there's nothing we can do about it? Folks, that counters the gospel of Jesus Christ. That counters the word of God. We have never had a better opportunity than right now to prove who he is. And I believe it from the top of my head to the sole of my feet, because he is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He's the God of Moses. He's the God of David. He's the God of Gideon. And I can go all the way down the line, folks, to the risen Christ. And that's the God that we serve. And we better keep in mind that's who we serve. And if that's the case, then we need to seek him and press into the kingdom. As the Bible tells us, the violent take it by force, Matthew 11:12. And we need to take his promises, because he promises to give them to us. And we know that God is not a man that he should lie. So in saying that, folks, I want to counter that today. I want to put in contrast what men are saying today and what the Bible says, and real men of God in the past and in the present are doing about the dilemma in which we face in this country. And folks, I also want to give you a heads up really quick, because we've got to take a quick break here in just a minute. If you'd like to call in at any time, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933. I want you to be encouraged, friends. 1-866-582-9933. But I also want you to understand that the God the Father commands consecration, to be set apart for his purposes, and we need to meet him on his terms, to meet him in person. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I got a question for you. We'll jump on Sons of Liberty Media at the end of the show. Where are the faithful among us? That's what we have to ask. Where are the faithful among men? By the way, Scripture tells us in the book of Jeremiah, where are the faithful among men? He said that if he could find a man to stand in the gap, that he'd preserve that country. But he couldn't find him. But he did have a Jeremiah. And Jeremiah, that prophet of God, was sent forth to warn the people concerning the same things that we warn you about day after day on the sonsoflibertyradio.com. And because the people didn't listen for 70 years, they rejected his message. God rejected them. And there was a book of Lamentations that was written. And if you read that, folks, I'll tell you what. It's some pretty serious stuff. And it's where we don't want to go as a country. Let me say it this way. If what is working in the current day in a godless society, then I say, hey, listen, if it's not broken, we don't need to fix it. But if it's true that we are broken and our country is turned into hell and it's being turned into hell because God said he would do just that to the nation that forgets about him, then what do you think we should do? Do you think Jeremiah 6:16 comes to mind when he says, go back to the old paths and there you shall find peace? And we know that true peace only comes at the end of the law, when people obey the law, like it or not. Now, folks can argue with me all day long on this, and I'm humored by their stupidities. But the fact of the matter is if you don't obey law, guess what happens in the natural? You go to jail. You will be criminally charged for your violations of that law. In the natural, so it is in the spiritual, because in the spirit is always perpetual. God's law is always at work uncovering and dealing with what? Crime before his government. And I can take that to so many fronts concerning what's going on even today in this country. But again, friends, I want to ask you the question, where are the faithful among us? I mean, one has to wonder if the founding fathers ever got sick and tired of always being the ones constantly fighting for freedom. It's exasperating. It's exhausting, folks. It's frustrating at times. You're constantly going against the flow, telling people what you know to be true. And the fact of the matter is God has been proven. We don't need to try to prove his existence. Hey, folks, the truth is like a lion. Just set it free. It will defend itself. And we can see that we're in trouble today because we resist or we reject his truth. And that's not a good place to put yourselves. So let's go the other direction. But in saying that, folks, you ever think that our founding forefathers got sick and tired of going against the flow? Of the defeatists, of those that would capitulate when they should stand up and fight, they would actually tuck tail and go the other direction. I mean, we know that they were leaders. I mean, the men who couldn't and wouldn't drop the ball just because others didn't participate in the American Revolution. Our country is established by, as you know, listener, less than 3% of the population who tirelessly and sacrificially and endlessly preserved to make sure that freedom was secured for not only their generation, but also for generations to come. And when you read the preamble of the United States Constitution, listen carefully. I bring this up making several different points, but again, going to our founding documents, listen carefully. We the people of the United States of America, I'm adding America. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, that's the first thing, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, the good of the people, friends, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves, and listen, to ourselves and our posterity, our kids, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. You know, interestingly enough, we had a new article put out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I don't know for the life of me. I will never understand this. But folks, why Americans magnify the crimes rather than dealing with the crimes by magnifying the law against their crimes to bring forth justice against the ones that are committing the crime to establish righteousness and peace at the gate, I don't understand it. This is common sense to me. But interestingly enough, someone did an article this morning, and they were showing all these pictures of these Muslims in America bowing down and praying to Allah. And I looked at them. I looked at them in England. I looked at them in New York. I looked at them in Washington, D.C. Well, there was a video this morning showing the Muslims in Los Angeles. There's probably about 150 of them. That were bowing down and praying to Allah, backing up the streets. Apparently, they think they're over in the Middle East still. And the American people are just passive. Just giving them a free pass to go ahead and do whatever they want to do. If that was a church, folks, I'll tell you what. It would hit the fan. And you know what, friends? It needs to hit the fan. Because if you want to trouble the present, or you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And the fact of the matter is, we have a United States Constitution, which is based on common law, the Mosaic Institution in this country that Jesus Christ fulfilled. And if you don't like it, then leave the country. And if your God was God, then what did you bring him over here for? And if you look at their countries, you won't blame them much for leaving where they left. They sow to the wind, they reap the whirlwind. They had nothing there, so they come to America where God has shed his grace upon America and he's blessed us. And what are we doing with that blessing? We're allowing foreigners, illegal immigrants come into America and begin to dominate and conquer without asking for lawful permission to do the things that they do in the streets of America. America, shame on you. But here's my point. I'm looking at these pictures all over the world of these Muslims. By the way, people are catching on across the globe and they're beginning to deport them. Wasn't it Winston Churchill that said rightly of the Muslim religion? He says it's rabies in a dog. Oh, America, you have no idea what you're playing with fire by tolerating the crimes of this administration. You really are. But as I'm looking at these pictures, and I'm looking at the people, the Muslims that are coming over into America, and I'm looking at them and I'm thinking to myself, wait a second. How many high schools have I done? How many colleges have I done? How many people are listening to me right now on the radio across the country and in 53 other countries? How many people read my columns every single week on over 40 different outlets? Millions. Me, myself, and I One man is a majority with God, said that Scottish reformer, that Scottish prophet, John Knox, and he's exactly right. What God won't do with the man that is yielded to his purposes. Oh my goodness. Read John 12:25. I thought to myself, I preach to this many people every day of my life. I mean, in L.A., there's 150 people there. I do high schools all day long, folks, where I've had 1,500, 1,800, 3,100 kids in an assembly. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, now just think if every American trusted God and responded to God the way that this young, long-haired punk has responded. We wouldn't be where we're at today. We wouldn't be in trouble today. And folks, the reason they're coming in and conquering, as they would call it, is because they don't believe the God that you say that you serve, because they don't see him in action. Yet you see the Muslims coming over here and you see them in action. Really what it's coming down to in this country, friends, is who wants America more? Who loves freedom more? Who loves God and country more? That's really what it comes down to. But what do the American people do? They promote pictures of all these Muslims. Hey, folks. Hey, missionaries. All you Christian missionaries out there. Hey, if you want to call yourself that. That you overlook the students in your own backyard, in your public schools, but you're willing to go to another country and preach a Jesus that you've never encountered before. You hypocrite. You're the worst of men. Well, let me tell you something. You don't have to go overseas anymore. Why don't you just act as the missionary that you've professed to be and go out and start to proselytize these Muslims? What an opportunity we have. No, but what do? They're a bunch of sheeple walking around, tucking tail, preaching a Jesus that doesn't exist. You know, the one that walks around with pink little booties on, smacking sheep on the backside, saying to the world everything is okay. That is not the Jesus of the Bible. There's nothing that could be further from the truth, friends, than the representation of the modern church. Nothing could be further from the truth. The captain of our salvation, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the man of war. Wow, really? What Bible are these folks reading? But folks, here it is again. Just think about it. If every American would do what God has called them to do, America wouldn't be in trouble. I looked at these pictures that they meant to use as fear. Oh, look at them all coming in. Look what they're doing. And of course, they're embellishing the numbers. And what they're doing is they're taking a group of 50 of them and they're taking a close-up picture. And they could say any number and the American people would probably believe it. Hey, folks, there's 300 churches to one foreign God in this country. And I'm talking about mosque, whatever the case may be. What are you running from? But folks, just think about this. If we all responded and we were faithful to God and to man, we wouldn't have this problem. As a matter of fact, all these Muslims, man, they would be getting saved, wouldn't they? Amen. Amen. We're going to take a quick break. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The legendary Dr. Joe Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Yesterday we were talking about two dogs in a ring. They're going to fight to the death. Which one's going to win? And I said, the one that you feed the most. That's true. Starve your fear and fear, feed your faith. And I'm combating the capitulators in America today. Oh, there's nothing we can do about it. We've lost the battle. Oh, it's all over with, man, as they're 70, 75 years old. Boy, what a legacy. Who wants to leave that kind of a legacy, friends? I don't. You know, they ask people that are on their deathbeds what they would do if they had another opportunity to do it. The top two answers, I'll give you one of them, was I would have taken more chances. We only have one opportunity to walk by faith and not by sight and trust and prove our Heavenly Father. That may be religious to you that have never been in the battle before. That may be surreal to you because there's many of them around me, friends. Oh, look at that Bradley's pride. Look at him, man. Look at his pride. Man, that sounds like David's brother. When he was willing to go out there and deal with Goliath, while Saul, the disobedient Saul, and his army were standing back watching the Goliath defy the armies of the living God. That was the first thing they said to him, was, we know your pride, David. No. Wait a second. What did David say? He said, listen, I've taken out the bear and I've taken out the lion, watching over the sheep, and surely God will give me this Goliath, this giant. And was he right? Yeah, because I have my bear, I have my lion as well. Folks, I have my scars, but I walk in the testimonies of Jesus Christ, which is the gift of prophecy. And he is who he says he is. That's what I want on my headstone. He is who he says he is, and Bradley believed it. That's what I want on my headstone. Folks, we haven't lost anything. Now, if people want to go ahead and forfeit their freedoms, that's exactly what's going on in this country, by the way. If they want to forfeit their freedoms, that's fine. Then tell everybody what you are and who you are. You're a bunch of cowards, you're un-American, and you're unpatriotic, and you're definitely un-Christian. That's who you are. Call yourself for who you really are. Don't sit there and point the finger at somebody for being at fault as to why we are where we're at today. You blame Barack all you want. You blame the Clintons all you want, which they are criminal. No question about it. You blame anybody else that you want to. But until America, you take responsibility before God as to why we are where we're at today, nothing's going to change. Rest assured. Count on it. Write it down. You know, America's in a war, like it or not. And we're called to actually fight the good fight of faith, because our forefathers told us that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. And folks, I want to tell you something, like it or not, it's fatal to the principles of freedom to enter war without the will to win it. And you're already in the war, like it or not. And it's a war, folks. In America, I have to say this because this is true. It's not a fight that you picked. It's a test that God has picked to prove his people. That's what this is about. This is our proving ground. You know, the Chinese have a word. It's called crisis. They have two meanings. One is danger. Another one is opportunity. How do you see danger? I see it, friends, as an opportunity, again, to prove my daddy. Abba, Father. And I want to see him in this life, because it's not good enough for me to hear people talk about the next life all the time. Either he answers my prayers or he doesn't. Either he's God or he is not. He answers my prayers and he shows himself strong on my behalf. No matter what kind of testing or trial or tribulation I have to go through, and I don't like it when it happens, guess what? He always comes out on top. And you learn the most in battle, friends. You learn the most in battle. Not outside of the battle. Just ask any veteran, friends, that have fought, bled, and in many cases died to give us the things that we have today. But how few of the faithful are there among men? Heraclitus said this again. He said, out of every 100 men, 10 shouldn't even be there. True that, talking about the pulpits, talking about politics. 80 are just targets. Of course, we see those in the conservatives today. They play the paper tiger. They do nothing more than talk or write. 9 are the real fighters, and we are lucky to have them. Yep, and those are the ones that the Department of Injustice in America today has labeled hate groups. For they make the battle. Ah, Heraclitus said, ah, but the one is a warrior and he will bring the others back. How about the real warriors preserve what we have by proving our God? Test me in this, saith the Lord. Prove me in this. Know that I am God. Whoo! He told me. Thank you, Lord. We have a church up in here. That's right. I think of the Martin Luthers. I think of the single, the men and the women that their countries and the preservation of their countries hinged on one person's obedience. I think of the Cromwells. Wow, we need a Cromwell today, don't we? And folks, you know what I get tired of too? Can I just interject this really quick? I get tired of going to or listening to messages from preachers that talk about, where are the faithful among men? Where are they? Where are they? Where are they? And I'm looking up at him and I'm thinking, well, what's your fruit? What have you done? What are you hiding behind your wife's skirt or whatever they like to say to be all big and bad? But when you look at them, they won't say anything outside of the church building. Where are the faithful among men? I'll tell you where they're at. They're in the fight. They're in the battle. They're the ones that are being demonized by the state-controlled media. They're the ones that love you, America. They're the ones that love God, America, to stand up for his truth, regardless of what the status quo has to say. We're not asking for permission to obey the devil, folks. We're obeying God. And that's how we conquer in Jesus' name. Amen. Do I hear a hallelujah? Do I hear a hallelujah? Bring it down, Brother Dean. Amen. Amen. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I was talking about, where are the faithful among us? I wonder if George Washington ever got tired of having to be the forefront of every battle. I wonder if he pondered in his mind all those who sat and did nothing compared with his sacrifice. When he weighed in the balance all the American Revolution and what it had cost him and his men. And by the way, obviously, George Washington was a great man that I dare say he didn't. But even great men have their moments of doubt and great looming questions as to why do they sit and do nothing. Why do they sit and do nothing? What comes to mind is Edmund Burke again when he said, evil prevails because good men do nothing. Albert Einstein, what did he say? He rightly said that the world is an evil place, and what makes it evil is that the good people do nothing about the evil. Yep. That's the slogans from all of the great men of God. Great men of history. And by the way, if it wasn't for those great men of God, we wouldn't be here today, friends. Just think about that. I love when people tell me, Bradley Dean, you know what? We're losing our rights. We're losing our rights. We're losing our rights. And once they're gone, we'll never get them again. Really? Then how is it that we have them? How is it that we have our rights? And we know our rights come from God, but who does God give rights to? His children that are obeyed, are obedient. And why do they obey again, friends? I have to interject this because I don't want some skeptic out there trying to take me out of context as to what I'm saying here. We obey him because we love him, not because we're in fear of hell. And we don't preach that here. Folks, you're in a warfare, like it or not. You're in a warfare, like it or not. You sleep safely at night, folks, because there's been rough men and heroic men standing ready to visit violence on those who mean to harm us. As a matter of fact, you have the freedom that you have because in many cases, your relatives took it to the enemy. They took it to the face of the enemy. They didn't wait to be attacked. They dealt with the enemy after being attacked. That's our system in this country, by the way, and it's righteous. Oh, my goodness, folks. I look at the generals of God. I look at our forefathers, and I look at what they've done for us. And, folks, what I'm doing today is I'm countering the message of those that should know better. I'm countering the message that no matter how bad it gets, folks, we still have God. Tie a knot and hang on. Tie a knot, friends, and hang on. Tie a knot to the skirt of Christ, friends. Concerning his robe. Hang on to it. It ain't over until the fat lady sings, and I don't see any fat lady singing in the Bible. I see children singing. And it's interesting that they're singing, that out of the mouth of babes and sucklings comes forth perfected praise. And why are they singing? Because they know who reigns. They know who the conqueror is. They know who the overcomer is. They know who God is. His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. Folks, when I think about the veterans that have paid such a high price, I would oftentimes wonder and ask myself, and I get the opportunity quite a bit to ask them what they think of the present world in which they live, the present world in which they fought many years ago to preserve. Many of them are ashamed as to what the American people have tolerated. But there's always an encouraging word at the end of their lip, but I still have trust in the young soldier. I believe that they're better equipped. I think that they're set more and resolute to give us even what we weren't willing to give, or maybe at that particular time, not able to give. I stand corrected. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. Final
At
segment.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. What can I say about Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio? Listen. Just make it a point to listen and get educated. Look, you want non-fluff, hard-hitting, constitutional and biblical truth on how this country should run and how we're going to win it back? You have to listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sons of Liberty, radio.com. Out of every 100 men, 10 shouldn't even be there. 80 are just targets. 9 are the real fighters, and we are lucky to have them, for they make the battle. Ah, but the one. One is a warrior, and he will bring the others back. How about those that preserve what we have? Yeah. It's always a spiritual warfare around that cross, let me tell you. As you are witnessing today. Isn't it interesting, friends, that those, because this is what I'm combating today, those that are capitulating, those that are giving victory over to the enemy, those that are praising the wicked by allowing them to be the conqueror. Isn't it interesting, friends, that they are basking in the very freedom in which men fought, bled, and died to give them? I would be ashamed to even say anything like that, that there's nothing we can do. I'd be embarrassed. Because again, friends, it's un-American. And folks, then there are those like the soldier who is called upon in nearly every battle to sacrificially give time and time again to sacrifice it all. You know, it was interesting after 9/11, if you guys remember the Band of Brothers, there was a guy named Bill Garnier. We actually talked to Bill. I spent some time with Shifty on the phone. Herb Surath on the phone. Well, we actually went over and spent some time over at his home in Minnesota. Great guy, second to none. He's the guy that got hit by a mortar and it blew both of his legs off. That was the guy. And they sewed him back on, and he can walk today, praise God. But it was interesting, right after 9/11, I remember Bill Garnier told us that it's time to get armed again. He was willing to sacrifice to the greatest generation that we've ever known in this country through World War II by snuffing out an Adolf Hitler, or maybe not him in particular, but his army and his rebellious people, his wicked people at that particular time that fell for everything that he said and did, just like America is today concerning the current administration. But isn't it interesting that he called to arms again? Bill Garnier, for those that have not seen The Band of Brothers, HBO, he got both of his legs blown off as well, literally. I'm sorry, one of them blown off, literally. But he was willing to stand up and do it all over again for those that are not willing to do it. And who are those that are not willing to do it? Those that are basking in his sacrifice. And he's willing to stand up and do it again and again and again and again because he understands what the average citizen doesn't understand. That you have to fight to preserve what you have. But not today. Not the professed Christian. Not the conservative man. Hey, you know what? The battle's lost. There's nothing we can do. Yesterday we were talking about Glenn Beck and what he had said. You know, it's all over with, man. America's done for. As he brings his listeners to be complicit with his demoralized message. In other words, his message, which agrees with carnal fallen man, while God, the God above him, calls what he advocates an abomination. And then he wonders why he gets the results that he gets. But he's the first guy to tell you folks that it's all over with. Really. On the backs of those that sacrifice to give him what he has today. Oh, yeah, man, I'm making millions and millions of dollars every year. You know, this is great. This is just so awesome. What I can't do with this money. Just think, Glennie. Just think, others, that you capitulate, you cowards. Just think about this, okay? If it wasn't for those that sacrificed, you wouldn't be making any money right now. You'd be under the Third Reich, which, by the way, they mean to establish through a New World Order. That's what would be going on. As a matter of fact, Shifty Powers told me that. Man, I said, Shifty, when I told him thank you for his service, and I said I was very impressed and I was very thankful for what he did for me. And he said, don't thank me. He said, thank the guys that are 6 feet under. And he said, in essence, if we didn't do what we did, back then, he said, you'd have a German flag flying over the White House right now. How did he speak? He spoke with his feet. He took it to the enemy. He didn't say, as he looked over at Adolf Hitler, oh, there's nothing we can do about old Adolf. No, there's nothing we can do about him. He didn't fraternize with the enemy. He went and he dealt with the enemy. Oh, a lesson in sacrifice. You know what the answer to America's dilemma is, friends? Show them the price paid for their liberties. Speaking of which, easy company. I'll make one more point, Steph, and I'll give it over to you. Who were soldiers in the 101st Airborne during World War II? I see that they were called on time and time after throughout the war to fight the battles that no one else could or wanted to or would. How were they able to do this, and why were they always the ones called upon? First of all, because they were able to answer the call, because they were the ones that went through the hardest and toughest training in the Army and what they could offer at that particular time. They experienced every hardship, went down to every low valley, and were baptized under fire, so to speak, and came out as a true soldier who would not yield in battle and never thought of letting someone else fight for them. It never came into their minds, friends, to let somebody else do the fighting for them. And because of this, the Army knew that they could be relied upon to get the job done. And keep in mind, friends, that although they experienced many hardships and sorrows, they were also the ones who reached the highest pinnacle, as were literally, by taking Hitler's eagle's nest. Those that went the lowest went the highest, didn't they? That sounds like prayer life to me. And one more point I want to make. It's interesting that at one particular time, Dick Winters, Captain Winters, If you've seen The Band of Brothers, you understand, but it's still relevant as to what I'm trying to explain here. Concerning the picture that I'm trying to paint for you, it's interesting that they ran out of ammo when they were going into Bastogne. Everybody else was walking out of Bastogne. The most important battle in World War II, while everybody was walking out, what were they throwing at the soldiers? Man, you got to get out of here. They're rolling over everybody. They're killing everybody. And what was the Band of Brothers doing? The 101st Airborne, friends, what were they doing? The 506th, what were they doing? Well, they had a guy that was supposed to bring ammo over to him, and he brought a little over, and he said, "Are you going to bring more over to us?" Well, when he did that, Captain Winters was saying that to the individual that brought ammo. And in what the young driver said that was bringing ammo over to the 101st, he said, "You're surrounded." And what did Dick Winters say, friends? He said, "We're airborne. We're supposed to be surrounded. Church, you're supposed to be surrounded. Look at the opportunities that you have. You're surrounded by opportunities to win the day. You're surrounded by opportunities everywhere you go to win the day, to win somebody to Christ as they see Christ." Or written epistles for all men to read. Folks, Matthew 10:38 says, "And he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me." America, are you worthy of the Christ? Are you worthy to be called a patriot? Because, folks, we have lost nothing that we were not first willing to forfeit. You don't lose rights, folks. You've got to give them up.
And we are not hopeless. We are filled with hope, which is why we do what we do. I mean, as you're talking about, Bradley, these people and these men who want to say, "Oh, it's, you know, we've lost the battle. America's, you know, gone," and this and that, as they're profiting on a day-by-day basis.
Totally. Through the fear that they sell them. That's right.
So you're still profiting millions of dollars for yourself and for whatever else, but America's over with. I mean, what kind of a coward is that? We have a job to do. We don't believe it's hopeless here at the Sons of Liberty. In fact, we wouldn't get up and do what we do every single day, day in and day out, if our hope was not found in Christ. As we always say, we can do this together. And one of the ways we can do this together is by supporting this work. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty and sign up to support us on a monthly basis. When you do, you get a beautiful packet and a certificate and so on and so forth. But what I always say that I like the best is you can feel good about supporting a ministry that is speaking the truth, black and white, in your face, out with the people, turning talk radio, so we're not here yapping our gums all the time, into do radio. We're putting actions to our faith. As the Bible says, faith without works is dead. Or if you'd like to make a one-time donation, every little bit helps and every lot of bit helps. So please, there's no donation too big and no donation too small. All of your donations are tax deductible. And also, we're coming up here in the holiday season. Want to let you know that if you want to grab our products, please do so. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says store. Stock up for all your holiday shopping, all your Christmas shopping right there. We've got books, CDs, DVDs, magazines, t-shirts, you name it, we got it. What a better
way. And what do
way.
We make up that product? Absolutely nothing.
Oh, it all goes back towards what we're doing.
It's educational.
Absolutely.
And their billboards is what we are getting rid of, friends. Take a stand for your faith.
Absolutely. And make sure that you bring the truth to others. And a great way to do that is get a good product in their hand. Check out the store.
Hey, you can't give what you ain't got, friends. So do you have it? So if you have it, then give it. Cool? Folks, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words, said George Washington. Talk to you in 23. See ya!
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.